Yeah.
Wake up with you next to me.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile. 90.4 FM.
Heading to the weekend, and it's a massive sporting weekend in the Western Cape. Why? It's a north-south derby, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Blow Buller Tussin Stormers at DHL Cape Town Stadium, and in studio, the legend himself, the man who's put SA Rugby Magazine to the very top of where it needs to be globally, and that's at number one, Marky O'Hayne, my good friend. How are you, sir?
Just thanks, mate. I see you got the script last night.
And on the line joining us is DHL Stormers coach John Dobson. Dobbo, good morning.
Good morning. I couldn't think of two, even the people in one studio.
Dobbo!
Dobbo. When we told Dobbo to come in, he says, not with you and Keo.
No.
He couldn't take it this time of the morning.
I wouldn't get to practice. We'd go down the road and for lunch or something. No.
Dobbo, this is as big as it gets. I mean, we get massive support for any game that the Stormers play when we've got travelling teams, but this certainly is the big one. We've played them, we've beaten them this season. This is in different context. It is the clash of all clashes. The Bulls are here. How are the lads feeling going into the weekend?
Mark's been guiding me through the ups and downs, very high highs and very low lows, the troughs of, you know, the momentum's in their face, we good, and then we worrying about that we're not in flow. No, but the last week has just been superb. I think the Kitsy thing, I know we don't normally like to say we play for that sort of thing, but this could be Stephen Kitsoff's last game, the big thing.
Sure.
And it's just genuine hatred of the Bulls. They're just genuinely... it's old school, but it's a guy like Dion Faree and that day. So I feel like we couldn't have had a better week, sure. Which is great, at the right time, yeah.
Yeah, but I know they say a blowball yet if only flew roughly. But I think when they play the Stormers, they do. And I believe you guys have renamed Loftus the DHL Loftus Stadium. Because I know you don't like to hear this, Dobbo, but you've beaten Jake White 5 times in a row in Super Rugby in one calendar year and twice with the Western Province team. So it's 7 times, eh? Jeez. Let's get it, make it a lack of number 8 on Saturday.
Kia, what do you tell, because I know you've got a great relationship, guys. You have no idea. I mean, we're talking the powerhouse of SA Rugby. At any given time, Kia can go and send Drake a message and go, hey, welcome to my, you know, my playground. Have you been in touch with Jake this week, Kia?
Yeah, look, Jake and I have a huge love-hate relationship. You know, the one month he would kind of favour my writing and the next month he would can't stand it. I did send him a little teaser to say, you guys are the favorites. And kind of got into his head again this week. So he's been saying a lot in the media. He's been talking about making the cut as a golfer, and it's now a new competition. It's not a new competition. It's the same competition. And the reason these guys, it means something to the guys in Cape Town, is because they've earned the right to play in front of what he's expected to be 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Now, the key there is they'd already sold 40,000 tickets yesterday. They opened Tier 3, which they've never done for a Stormers game. And the biggest ever crowd, 49,725, was the 99 Men in Black at Newlands.
Yes, old Men in Black.
So
Stormers.
If everyone in Cape Town can get to the DHL Stadium, I know Ricky's not going to be there, but you could be the decisive one.
Sure.
That doesn't get there. To get that magical 50,000 number, it would be amazing. And also then obviously to experience Dobbo's boys delighting in whipping Jake's Giants.
I mean, Keo, you are causing a lot of trouble on Twitter with making people angry. But Dobbo, you managed to put the smiles back on people's faces in Cape Town. How did you manage that, galvanizing the Currie Cup team and the Stormers team just in the right direction?
Yeah, Keo and I have actually been talking about this project for a few years, but there was COVID, we couldn't get it going. You know, I think it's very hard in life now to change tradition. So we've seen the Super Rugby go from that crowd that Mark said in 1949, then we limped into administration, our crowd's dropping to 10,000. But just by the way, it's a massive thing that we could have the biggest Stormers crowd in history, which shows we're back. But it's been done based on, you know, I think people that, look, we no longer play for, we no longer play for just those old traditional people of the 80s who won 5 Currie Cups. We play for this whole region, you know, and that understanding of that there are people coming, being bussed through from Blue Downs, that I'm not being funny, gender-based violence in Delft drops when the Stormers win.
Sure,
and we want to make Cape Town smile. If, if you've got a why in sports, you know, like Liverpool are the ultimate song. I know that Keogh's team, but you'd never walk alone. Actually, you couldn't think of a better anthem. For, and that's what we, in our way, was making Cape Town smile. And I think we've turned it around by getting players that people can recognise, playing a style that you can't change the DNA. We couldn't just be a defensive kick-and-chase team like we got into the, 10 years ago. We want to play that style with players we recognise and obviously get some wins. And I think, so it's brilliant. Unfortunately, tomorrow is not inconsequential because Keogh's big mate, if he wins, it will claim our work of the last 2 years. You know, but,
if I can just go back there, a lot of people may not be aware of this, but when Dobbo was appointed Stormers coach, I did an interview with him that was back then in the independent newspapers. And he spoke about the thrill of taking a team away from Newlands to the DHL Stadium that has no history, has no baggage, that is multicultural, that speaks to every grouping of person, every class of person in the Western Cape, and winning a title for the first time in the history, and then COVID hit. And they kind of like seemed to never get away from Newlands. And then when they went to the DHL Stadium, they had to basically play in front of no one. You know, I recall going a year ago, going to watch the first game that they played. And they struggled to get 6,000 people there. And then the Bulls, 10,000. Yeah. And now for this. But these whole mantra has been basically, and that's why it's quite appropriate he's here on Smile. Because he said last year, can we get Cape Townians to smile again? And it's just to be here this morning and to say to you, Dobbo, you certainly have made everyone smile. And there's not an oak more passionate than you are about the game. And your late father, he would have been so proud. Your mom and him, 62 years together. When you told me that the other day, I said to you, if we ever make it to 62, it's going to be a blessing. But
we are, and
for those who also don't know, Dobbo played for the Province League side, and that was back in the day where the front five was white and the rest was coloured, and the Black Oaks just never got a look in. So he understands. They were a great side. So he understands the magical flair that comes naturally with a lot of the coloured players. He understands the kind of physicality that comes with the white players. And he also knows just how good the black players are. Diamani being a classic example, being one of our players of the year. So it's a team that speaks to everyone.
Boodskap hier wat sê vir ons, asseblief, minder praat, meer musiek, en dit is van meneer Jay White. So mooi boodskapie.
Meer musiek. He wants a bit of Steve off my own.
Oh no, need that say.
Mark Johane in studio with us, and Stormers coach John Dobson on the line with us as well. Dobbo, there's a sentiment, and I know that we've had pressure every single year. This season's been the busiest season I think the Stormers have ever had. You've had to travel more than ever. You've had to juggle these roles, but still, we're a side that go out in the park and perform week after week. We brought that here back to the Stormers, back to Western Province rugby, as Keogh Haynes said. And in a weekend like this, when it's a possible record to be broken, 50,000 people at DHL Stadium, that's got to be the 16th player right there for the DHL Stormers.
As Mark says, different to the old Newlands crowd, but that noise just lifts these guys. It's unbelievable. That stadium, I was skeptical. I mean, I was dragged out of Newlands kicking and screaming, because I just, I thought it was, somewhere I grew up. I don't know, that alienated a lot of people, but it's just the truth of where I grew up. But now that they're just having so special building in that precinct around there, the people coming, it's just, the noise is incredible. And those flags, it's going to be, I promise you, I never thought this was possible again, 10 years ago or 3 years ago. So, and could see in those players, they really, really resonate. You know, we've got the best support base of any club team, I think, in the world.
Absolutely.
Certainly the Southern Hemisphere, Mark. Anything. You know, we saw the most season there. And that, for Kitsy and them, it means the world. You know, it does. It really is a big lifter for us.
Without a doubt. And I think also, if I look at the multicultural faceted aspect of the crowd.
Yeah.
When I see every different color wearing a Stormers jersey.
Yeah.
You know, that just never happened. It never happened when that team was at Newlands. And I just think everything there, Dobbo, is down to the fact that you, one, as a coach, understand the region. You were born here, you were raised here, but you also understand the beauty of every particular strength of the region. And you always said to me, you go back to schools and you just see them play on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
There's everything here. If you go and watch Cassie's Flay, you're going to find something. If you go and watch Bishop, you're going to find something. Paul Roos, you're going to find something. I had to say Paul Roos there. Old Rick here. And it's bringing that dynamic back. And I don't think an outside coach could have come in and done that because they wouldn't have felt the province. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah, but Yeah, there's nowhere else in the country where rugby goes across all the demographics and everybody like this. And it may not sound important, but I show pictures of these fans. You know, we talked about before the final last year of the farm workers being driven from the Duins on an open truck bus in the rain, coming to watch the Stormers with black bags over them. Frans Maherba showed me the video of them driving through down the pass, you know, coming to watch it. And Frans just said, this is what we're playing for. It's just something that nobody, you know, if you live in Pretoria, it would be too horrible. And in a townhouse estate and drive into Loftus and drive out and the fans, we know what the Bulls fans look like.
Yeah.
They're fatter than I am and they're taller than I am. And you know, they look like it. They've got bones through their noses.
Bones through their noses.
We've got something special here. We have to unlock this team. Yeah, markets are involved as well. There's going to be a private investment into the Stormers.
Sure.
But then whatever it is, the title, and we're going to become a greatly successful union financially as well. So whatever that title deed is, whoever owns the share certificates, it's irrelevant. You might just file it away because it actually belongs to the people of Cape Town.
Sure, that's powerful. Now, Dobbo, your former captain, you know, is now my new sport anchor. He's a man that's no stranger to you and to rugby. And I want to bring you in, Ricky. How amazing was it at your, especially playing provincial rugby with Dobbo as your coach? You know, you'd know more than most what kind of flair and you know, play game plans Dobbo brings to the party.
We speak about how innovative Dobbo is. I will never forget, we used to, before a match, sit and listen to a history lesson from Dobbo. First, Second World War, and speaking about playing for each other. That's the most history I've ever learned in my life. Thank you, Dobbo.
Sorry.
Listen here, Mr. Dobbo, I just want to also come in with a question. My name is Success, by the way, if you're wondering. Yeah. I'm in studio. Lovely hearing you guys chat. And your record speaks a lot. We don't have to go back in history and find out what you've done, and especially what you're doing right now with the Stormers and Viapia or the whole province. My question is, I know that you've been earmarked to literally become the next Springbok coach. Rumor has it.
Yeah, Jake, why put it out?
So I just want to find out, if the opportunity had to present itself, would you take it?
Listen, Keo, can I actually have had a talk about this? But, you know, how bad would it feel? Like, you know, we've sold this vision. And we're just starting. We're in the foothills of what we can do.
Sure.
At Western Province Rugby. Then I said to all the players, I persuaded to stay. Yeah, we're going to do all this and we're going to make Cape Town smile for the next years. We're going to build a dynasty. We're going to win the Heineken Cup. And then I said, okay, sorry, chaps, I've got a better job. I'll see you there.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know, like, what you think about it. But it would just undo all the stuff that we, you know, once this project is much bit more advanced and complete and this team is really fizzing in Cape Town, as I say, then if I was lucky enough, but no, I want to stay here and finish.
I also just want to say there that, you know, you've really upset Jake now, because the only other option is that he has to go and take the Springboks and he's not really covering himself in glory. But I think they're just going to give it back to Rassi and let him have it till 2027. By that time, the Stormers will be a dynasty and the coaching handover can come from within the group.
Absolutely.
And then the national coach can be you, Dobbo, and your team can be down here and let Jake rebuild that dynasty at the Bulls.
I am loving this. Ladies and gentlemen, what a chat for a Friday morning. You're going to get this. No other place, no other station is going to have this kind of chat with Mr. Rugby, Mark Keohane, in studio with us on a Friday morning. And I think that we should try and do this as regularly as possible to have Keo here and Dobbo on the line, Stormers coach.
No, I was just thinking about Keo. I know he's also your friend, but I think it's just a shallow friendship here. what he's doing for us behind the scenes is really appreciated. Yeah, trying to connect. Because, you know, it's fine for me to coach, but we have to connect to all this. And he's just getting that messaging out there and helping the team. Yeah, we feel like we've got tangible connection with the people of Cape Town. Yeah,
Dobbo, you've made everyone smile. Thanks for bringing that smile back to the Western Cape and the people of us. Will we be out there screaming our lungs off for the DHL Stormers for your troopers tomorrow?
If I can just say one thing as well, Dobbo's mom is in poor health and he's been with her a lot this week. Just know that the people of Cape Town are praying for you. Yeah. They're thinking about her. Much love to her.
I appreciate that.
Dobbo, sending love your way, mate. We see you tomorrow.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.